Okay.
You know, especially now I'm living in city limits, so there's some dang many regulations. It's ridiculous.
But is that what they would call it, a hearth or a hearth?
Hearth.
Okay.
Yeah, but a hearth actually is the round circle of tiles and stuff, you know, that people set around in front.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I never had that.
Okay. Do many people in this area have fireplaces, you think? Or you said you haven't really been around them much. So is that
I imagine you'll find a lot of your rich people that have got a fireplace just because of the prestige of having a fireplace.
Right. Does a stove have something like a fireplace in which you have to set the wood on something?
Like, the little grate, you mean?
Yeah. You don't just set it right down on it. The stove, there's something there.
Right. There's a steel grate in the bottom, and then it's got little slats in it.
Okay.
So that as your wood burns, it collects air from your bottom to start with to make it burn.
Right.
But then your ashes fall back down through these little grates.
Okay.
Into your pan that's underneath.
Okay. Will those grates also be called andirons? Have you heard those called andirons? Fire dogs, anything like that?
That has to be an Eastern.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. And when you have a fireplace, you have to have something that allows the fumes to go out too, right?
Right.
What is that?
A flue.
Okay.
Every stove, even a gas stove, has to be flue.
Oh, gas stoves do?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Everything has to have some way to let your exhaust go up.
Right, right. Sometimes I notice that houses, even when they don't have fireplaces, have chimneys. You ever seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that something they have around here? Do you know? Does your house have one?
Yeah. But see here again, you've got to exhaust your hot water heater,
uh-huh.
Your cook stove, your heating stove.
Okay.
Everything has to have a chimney.
Okay.
So that's what you're seeing probably is your flues for your, even for a gas burner.
Like
it doesn't necessarily even have to be a wood or a coal stove inside.
Yeah. It could be for a furnace too.
Your furnace would have to be flue too.
Do you have a furnace in your house?
No. I have a gas, you know, it's not a furnace, it's just a little gas stove.
And that works?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right.
Do you have something on the side? Well, what is the top of the house that has shingles on it? What is that called?
The roof.
Do you have something on the side of the roof that catches water?
The like a gusset, you mean?
Yeah.
A rain gutter?
Yeah.
I don't have one. I should have because my water drips onto my step.
Right.
Yeah, most everybody does.
Okay. If you don't, for some reason.
Right.
Do you have a basement in your house?
I have no basement, no.
Did you when you were a kid in those settlement houses?
Nope.
Okay. Is there a reason, people not have basements around here for a reason? Or?
Yeah. The reason being, when we came here, if you were underground 2 feet, you had subwater.
The water table's high.
Very.
Okay.
See, this is the land of the artesian well.
Right.
Anytime you went out and poked a hole in the ground, you had water coming up.
Really?
You didn't have to have a pump on your well. It just automatically flowed.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's
but, I mean, they've pulled us down so far now that everything has to have a pump on it.
Right.
But when I came, there was water everywhere.
Really? Did you, does your house have siding, some type of siding on it?
It's stucco house.
Oh, okay.
Stucco.
So stucco would be the siding, more or less.
Well, yeah, it's a Mexican type adobe.
Okay.
You know, and there's a lot of them here.
Is there?
Oh yeah, because you can make it yourself here. When we were on the farm, we built a cellar.